News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is a beautiful morning. And we have a beautiful person in the studio with me this morning, Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm in a pretty good mood. I went outside and had a jacket on. I said, I'm not going to need this today. Can you believe 3 days ago we were dealing with 30 degree weather?
That's Florida.
I know. And it's crazy.
I know.
It's gorgeous today. It looks like we're going to have a gorgeous weekend once again. So pretty excited. Good time to sell homes, isn't it?
Good time to buy, good time to sell. Mm-hmm. We always tell people the best time is whenever you're ready.
Yes, there you go.
And we've been really busy.
That's what you said, because I thought maybe, I would assume it would slow down as we approach the holidays, but you're saying it's been pretty busy.
Normally, again, once we get to Thanksgiving and Christmas, it is crickets out there. But, you know, interest rates have been slowly ticking down. So right now, if you're getting a government loan, like that's FHA or VA, they're at 5.9%. And then conventional loans are at 6.5, but coming down from like a high of 7.5, that's a big difference in your payment.
Absolutely.
And just buyer sentiment altogether, saying, okay, we're kind of used to this. We're liking this. So yeah, we've been busy. We've been busy. And when you have great homes and you have great properties that are unique, that always helps.
Absolutely. And your team is one of the top sellers in our area, right?
I'm number one.
I'm competitive here.
The other day, someone was talking to me. He's like, I know you're the second most followed person on social media. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm number one. And he's like, well, this guy. And I was like, no, that's on Instagram. We're all very competitive, but that is what you want when you want a realtor. You want someone who's competitive and fiery and gets the job done.
Absolutely. It's the motivation. And you can change the word competitive, in my opinion, to passionate.
Passionate. Very, very passionate. We work so hard for our clients and constantly learning new things. I just got back from a conference in Las Vegas.
Oh, fun.
Everyone says that. I didn't even leave my hotel because, you're in sessions from 8 a.m. until about 6 p.m. and then you're just exhausted and with the time change and everything. But it was a Zillow conference and they had a bunch of economists on the stage. And so they said that they think 2026, probably about 500,000 more homes will be sold in 2025.
Interesting.
So we're seeing that. We're still not going to be at the highs we saw in 2020 or 2021. Mm-hmm. And then they just showed a bunch of different graphs showing that, buyer sentiment is up. They're feeling more positive about things and looking at all that stuff. So I'm very hopeful for 2026.
Was a kind of an emotional thing that's going to be driving those sales, or did they have some ideas of why they would be up in 2026?
With affordability, with interest rates going down a little bit, that helps. If we go down another additional point, that unlocks so much financial means for people. Mm-hmm. Like they can buy so much more house. So I'm excited for 2026. I think it's going to be a good real estate year. Honestly, for us, this has been our best year yet.
Isn't
for our team.
Yeah.
But I think it is. In this market, I think more than ever, people realize how important it is to hire a professional with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, here's my plan. Here's what we're going to do. The market is X. Here's how we're going to handle it. And that's a good thing.
Right. Well, it was interesting. I was at an event last night when a lot of folks from Pensacola Beach were there talking about the prices there and how they've changed over the last 20 years. People that bought 20 years ago and now what the prices are. Any chance that we're going to see the actual prices coming down a little bit? Or is that just going to continue to be an upward
trend?
There's
nothing to indicate that. There's nothing to indicate it. Like, more people than ever have paid off homes.
Okay.
So they don't have to sell.
Right.
They're not in a bind or anything. I think they're saying 45% of Americans, of homeowners, their home is paid off.
Okay.
They don't have to. And so I don't think there's nothing indicating any sort of crash or anything. There might be some corrections. And there are some markets, like in South Florida, where there's been about a 10% correction, where it's been a big swing. Here, it's just not increasing as much as we saw in 2020 and 2021. That was unprecedented.
Right.
And
I
nerd out on this stuff. And if you look at the average and stretch it out, it's around where it should be, 5%. So if you take it like the small growth we've had now versus the big growth of 2020 and 2021,
right?
Homes typically increase in value 4 to 5% a year.
Do you find it all, because I've been noticing just driving around Pensacola too, all these new housing developments, all this new construction, does that end up ultimately affecting when we have that many new homes in the market?
Completely. So if you bought a home with D.R. Horton or any of the other builders and you bought it 2 or 3 years ago, I mean, you're pretty much in a new home. But right now, those builders, they're offering 3.9% interest rates. They're offering
crazy
closing costs. So it's hard for you to stand up against them. So that's something we see. But we work with them on all this. Like, again, we do this all day, every day. So we're going to come in and give you the facts, give you the data, and then we all make the best decision off of that.
Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. If you've got a question about real estate, you're thinking about buying or selling, or just something on your mind in terms of the Pensacola market, please text the question in this morning at 850-437-1620. I know that she will have a logical answer for you, and if she doesn't, we'll get our research team on it.
Absolutely. And it's so fun because you guys have some diehard listeners.
Yes, we do.
And so one of our clients, we have something hitting the market, and he told me he'd be listening, so we'll talk about his property.
Oh, good. Let's do
it. This is talking about Pensacola Beach. This is an Emerald Isle corner unit.
Ooh.
3 bedrooms. Unobstructed views. It is the prettiest view on Pensacola Beach, and this is hitting the market today.
Oh.
Stunning. It's high up. I mean, honestly, you walk out there and you're like, I'm on a cruise ship.
It's
so pretty. And those hardly ever come up.
Right.
Those hardly ever come up.
Because those are really long-term ownership or long-term
investments.
Sometimes,
yeah. I mean, it depends. But I mean, if you want it as your second home or your primary or rent it out. But it's hitting the market today. So send my team a message, 850-378-1260. And we'll be able to line up a showing as soon as we get it live on the market.
And what's the best place to go on the net for your listings?
So Google Christina Leavenworth. It's bestrealtorsinpensacola.com, but Google us, and then it's going to take you to our website, and it's all right there.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the Zillow conference, because I'm a member. You know, I log in for that.
Yes.
I just find it very interesting because it'll tell you what the house sold for initially.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of background information on the homes, which I like.
Yeah, a lot of realtors don't like Zillow. For me, I'm like, that's where the people are going.
Yeah.
So we're going to utilize every resource they give us. So like we utilize something called Listing Showcase with Zillow, where our listings look totally different than any other listing.
Really? How is that?
So we pay for it.
Okay.
We pay for it.
And bottom line.
Yeah. And it has 3D tours, but it bumps it up to the top of the algorithm. So originally they told us you're going to get like 80% more views, more shares, more saves. We're getting like 2,000% more views, shares, and saves.
Wow.
And they show us the data, and they show us where people are clicking from, like they're clicking from Louisiana. So we can really target our marketing, which is really, really cool. So we utilize Zillow Listing Showcase. So the way I look at it, like anything, if the people are at Zillow, like I'm going to go there to get them, and we're going to help people's homes get sold there as well. I'm not going to be old school and think, oh, you just have to use my website.
Right.
Like, go wherever, but call me when you want to buy or sell.
So we
utilize all that.
Yeah, that's great. So if someone is thinking right now, they're on the fence, they're thinking, well, should I sell my home now? Should they wait till the beginning of the year, do you think, or should they go ahead and get started now?
Now's the time to talk to us right now. So I have a meeting today, and they're wanting the springtime. Now is the time to do it so we can get a game plan together.
Mm-hmm.
We can really launch the marketing and do something unique and creative. Yes, if you need to list your home in 3 days, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better for everyone if we have some runway here.
And have a plan.
And we can go over different things to do. If it needs some sprucing up, some landscaping, the most stressful thing is when people are trying to do it in a weekend. Before their photos, and everyone's tired, everyone's stressed, and just a rushed decision is never a good decision in most scenarios.
That makes sense.
So yeah, just meet with us now, and that because things are supposed to get, we work over the week of Thanksgiving. We work over the week of Christmas.
Unlike some people, I'll be here Thanksgiving just in case anybody's wondering.
Absolutely. But like a lot of realtors, and they talk about this and all the podcasts I listen to, they put their snooze hat on during this time of year, and then it's hard for them to ramp back up again after the new year. We work the hardest in November and December because we're prepping for the next year.
Of course, that makes sense.
We're doing all sorts of creative things. Right now, we're launching some new systems to make just the customer experience even better, and we're doing it right now because I don't want to do it in March where everyone, their hair's on fire right. and all that. So we're real. I mean, again, then that's what you want is somebody who, you know, looks at, hey, it's typically a slower time of the mm-hmm. year. So let's do everything we can to be our best for 2026.
Sure. And if you have to make home improvements and that kind of thing, even though it is the holidays, a lot of those remodeling companies, they've got some more time to do it right now.
Exactly.
Because they usually get really ramped up in the spring, like you said.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm curious because I was thinking about you in terms of what's recently happened with the government shutdown. So the good news is that this has now been lifted. However, what has been some of the effects for the real estate market mm-hmm. recently? Because it's been a pretty, 50 days, I think it was.
Yeah. So the biggest thing we saw was flood policies with FEMA.
Oh, interesting.
So a lot of times those transfer or you need a new one. And FEMA is a place a lot of people go to get their flood insurance policies. There is private flood out there. So people that may have gone to FEMA, we put them with private flood. So mm-hmm. they were still able to close. And because of our relationships, and because of who we work with, I was able to pretty much get them the same price. But that was something.
Sure.
We had one, the government shutdown had happened, and they were closing in 2 days, and the flood insurance hadn't transferred quite yet.
Oh, no.
We got on the phone with FEMA. Like, we got FEMA.
Good for you.
We got FEMA, and we were like, what is happening? What can we do? And they're like, actually, because this transfer had already been initiated, we're going to be able to close it out.
Oh, thank goodness.
But all the other insurance people couldn't answer. Like, it's processing. And we're like, well, that's not good enough. So then mm-hmm. we got FEMA. And they're like, actually, check mark. We just processed it.
Good
and,
for
and
you.
And everyone got to closing.
Good
because
for
of that.
You.
So that was a big thing. Honestly, other than that, other than just people being nervous mm-hmm. and whatnot, it didn't impact us too much.
That's good. That's good to hear. Yeah. It's just one of those things that, because it's interesting, when they have one, I suddenly realize how much the government does for us.
Yeah.
Suddenly
yeah.
go, I can't do that because they're closed. Oh, I can't do it. And so yeah. it's such an appreciation.
Well, I have an agent on my team, or someone who wants to join my team who's getting their real estate license,
mm-hmm.
and she couldn't take it.
Oh,
yep, she couldn't take the test. And we thought it was because, well, the state typically does it. And I guess somehow the federal government is involved in it.
Yeah.
Because she was like, hey, I put my fingerprints in. I submitted my background. And they're like, government shutdown. So things like that.
Yeah, it's funny. You don't think it through. But thank goodness it's over. So we'll be rebounding soon. Hopefully we'll get our air traffic folks back in the saddle again. And things will get back to normal and in good timing for the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing in the news, the 50-year mortgage.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I should ask you about that or not, but okay, I'll ask. What do you think about the 50-year mortgage?
Oh, man.
There's a lot of opinions out there.
I think overall, I mean, I think it can work for some people if you're strategic. I think mm-hmm. it's very good for affordability. However, to build equity, that's going to put people in a bind. So if you do have to sell because of life things coming up that mm-hmm. no one sees coming a lot, you might be in a bind and be underwater because you just have not been able to get it paid down enough.
Well, this may sound sort of naive, but wouldn't you have to put an age cap on who can get one?
Yeah.
I mean what's that cut off?
Yeah, that might be something. However, though, yeah, I mean, again, 30-year mortgages, if an 80-year-old's getting a 30-year,
right? I know.
I certainly hope you live till 110. That would be amazing.
Right.
But, you know, they do have things in place for that. But, I think that, I mean, it's just making your payments so much smaller. So typically they say you really want to own a home 5 to 7 years mm-hmm. to be able to allow appreciation to happen, make some money, be able to sell it and cover all your costs. And that is typically what they say. If you're doing now a 50-year, it's going to take you that much longer to build up that equity.
That's true.
And make it tough. So like for mm-hmm. a lot of our military members, they have to sell couple of years and different fees on it. So I haven't looked at it enough. I think I'll look at it more.
Let's wait and see.
However, though, for some people that are like, man, I know I'm getting a good deal. Like I'm going to get in here. This is going to make sense. Or even if you're planning on holding it as a rental.
Right.
And your payment is only X, and then you can do that. There's some really good options there mm-hmm. with it. What have your viewers said about it?
I haven't had a lot of feedback yet, so we'll see what happens. But it's just an interesting topic.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll have to see. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is on the real estate market in the Pensacola area, Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. And it's your opportunity now to ask her questions at 850-437-1620. Text it in, and I know she'll do her best to answer your questions.
Yes, I love questions.
Yes.
Anytime you can send in any questions. It just helps us know what you want to hear.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Half the time it's like, okay, we can keep talking about like all this other stuff, mm-hmm. but yeah, we want to know what you know. Oh, I do have something fun to talk about.
Okay.
So we had an insurance agent come in and talk to my team, because I always bring in experts because we need to make sure that we know what is going on. And like quarterly,
it's
like
ever-changing.
We're talking to real estate attorneys, we're talking to the insurance companies. So he had mentioned, because the last thing we want is someone to buy a home and then get dropped by their insurance company shortly after.
Mm.
And we'll see that all the time, because maybe the inspector missed something or whatnot. And we don't want that happening to our clients.
Right.
So we are talking to him about it. He's like, well, you really need to watch out for those fences and window units. And I was like, huh? What?
What?
I'm like, I know the roofs. I know wood rot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, a lot of insurance companies will drop you if you have a broken section of fence.
Oh.
Because it now becomes a liability in a storm.
Well,
and then
sure.
Window units, I'm like, okay, like some people just like to throw an extra one in there to keep their master bedroom nice and cool.
Mm-hmm.
The same sort of thing.
And really?
All of us in the room go, what? That's
yeah.
the first time we've heard that one.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Back when the government decided to allow more insurance companies into Florida, it took some time. Well, mm-hmm. now they're here.
Right.
So we are seeing lower rates.
Well, that's good news, because there was a time that there wasn't the case.
So I have a client. This is actually another great property. It's on Rebel Road. It's 3 acres. It has a pool. It's gorgeous.
Ooh.
Has chickens. Has a horse barn.
Ooh.
$649,000. Beulah, amazing. So if you want to see that, also send us a message. But they were paying $6,000 a year for their insurance. And I was like, that sounds high to me.
That does sound
so
high.
So I called my handy insurance friend,
mm-hmm.
and he has her at $2,000 a year.
Holy cow.
That is, and she is savvy, and she shops around. So she's like, Christina, I've really shopped this. I shop it every year. And then I was able to get her down,
that's
you know,
fantastic.
By $4,000.
That's a lot.
So there's more people coming in, and we can always hook you up with these insurance brokers so you can see if maybe they can help you out. Because when we're selling a house, we need to know what the insurance is.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing is somebody falls in love with a home and then they find out the insurance is more than they expected.
Right.
And now they don't move forward, or they
right.
cancel.
Right.
So we try to have all that information up front. So, you know, and also maybe their agents can go, man, insurance here is probably like $8,000. Well,
nope.
I have a booklet right there that says it's $2,000, and you can see it.
There you go. And that's the advantage of working with someone like you, that not only has the years of experience, but you have the connections in the community that can make a phone call that could make the difference in a sale.
I mean, you do. And sadly, so many realtors don't do this full time.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it very part time. And no matter what you do, you're not going to be excellent at something you just do a little bit of the time. You
right.
need to do it all the time, where you're saying, okay, I need someone in here quarterly to talk to me about like insurance. What are the changes? Because it changes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I need a real estate attorney in here because that changes so fast. All the different components of what make inspectors. Hey, this is a new thing we're looking for that, you know, the insurance companies don't like. So bringing them in and understanding it is huge.
And also your affiliation with Levin Rinke Realty,
Levin Rinke's phenomenal.
Which has a phenomenal reputation in this community. How does that help you?
100%, just the staff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have deep staff at Levin Rinke Realty. They have an attorney on staff as well. We don't have to use that very often,
that's
but it's,
good.
It's there if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And just great leadership.
Yeah.
Great leadership when you're trying to say, hey, here's an idea I have. And I really feel that they go, okay, here's how we can do it. They support us. One of the owners, I called him once on a Saturday going, I got a weird house. I don't know how to price it. What are your thoughts? I know that you know this neighborhood really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to deep dive with me in it on a Saturday.
Excellent.
Picking up. So again, just having resources.
Right.
Having resources where you're like, you know, sometimes I don't know it all. I need to ask someone who might know more.
Mm-hmm.
That's so much better than someone that just assumes something and then you miss it.
Yeah, well, I think the fact that you've committed to it full time is really a powerful statement, because
you're
absolutely
right.
Everyone
on my team is full time.
It seems
required.
Like there's thousands of realtors out there, but a lot of them, and no offense, but really aren't in it, really.
Well, I tell them things all the time, and they're like, oh, really? I didn't know that. And I'm like, that was something that came out like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that where they're just not understanding it. New paperwork we have. I had one agent that had no idea how to fill out any of the paperwork.
Oh, gosh.
And that happens often. And It can be a mess. That's interesting. There's a lot of great realtors in our area, but that's why it's so important to interview and hire a professional. Mm-hmm. Just because they're your good friend.
Right.
Does not,
or your friend's friend.
Just because someone's my good friend, that does not mean I'm letting them cut my hair. You know, like, or hiring them as an attorney. Like, you want to make sure that you have someone that really knows what they're doing and comes with great reviews and has that experience. Because it's, for most people, their biggest asset. It's the biggest, like, transaction they're going to have in their lifetime.
No doubt about it. And I enjoy your Facebook page because you keep things very current there. So what are some ways that people can find out about you, the homes and properties that you have up for sale? If someone wanted to reach out to you, what are some of the best ways they can get a hold of you, especially if they're just thinking about it? Because you'll do a consultation with
them. I am not a secret realtor. So, like, call our number, 850-378-1260, and save it as, like, Christina, favorite realtor, and ask me any questions anytime. But yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Send me a message. I'll respond, email. Like, we are so on top of it. Like, you know, like, if someone's reaching out saying, I want to buy a house, hey, I'm here. How can we help you? So yeah, just anyway, it's very easy to find me. And yeah, everyone on my team, we're all full time. That's required. Because again, you're just not going, it's going to make my life much harder if I have someone that is not a full time agent.
That's right. That makes perfect sense.
Whenever you do deals on the other side with a full time agent, it just goes so much better.
Absolutely.
Versus other ones that, like, forgot what the lockbox code is. I mean, I can go on and on about the unprofessionalism in this industry, which a lot of times people are like, okay, like, what's your secret sauce? Just showing up and being professional.
Yeah.
And, like, having systems, you know, not forgetting the lockbox code and giving the wrong one out, or forgetting to tell your clients that they have a showing.
Showing up on time is really important.
And it's crazy. It's just
so many people don't.
Well, and I'm from the school where it's like, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
Amen, sister.
And my dad raised me that way. My husband's that way, fortunately.
Same school.
So it's like, we're at any party, we're always, like, crazy early.
Yep,
and I'm like, I guess we just need to sit in the car for a little bit.
Hey, I've done a lot of car sitting lately.
Or I'll go to a house and I'm like, hey, Christina. And I walk in, like, I'm like, 5 minutes I'll come in. They're like, man, you're early. And I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. I know that if you contact her right now and say, hey, I'm thinking about selling or buying a home, that she will take such good care of you because she has the expertise, the years of experience, the connections, works with a reputable company like Levin Reinke Realty. And all those things add up. They all make a difference.
100%. And your reputation is everything. It really is. And I take that really, really seriously. The trust people have placed in us to get a job done.
Yeah.
And I want to get it done, and I want it to be as seamless as possible and led with honesty and compassion. And that is the most important thing. Yeah, maybe the numbers don't line up where you want, but you're going to hear from us going, the numbers aren't working out.
Right.
Like, if you need this, I don't think we can sell it for that. But I'm being honest. I'd rather tell you that now rather than give you a fake list price and it be a bad experience.
Right. Right.
And I'd rather walk away from something. However, sometimes I'm like, listen, we'll try your price. But if it's not moving, are you going to be willing to reduce it?
Mm-hmm.
And if we have consistent feedback that it's overpriced, what's our plan? And if they say, then I don't want to sell it. Well, then again, I think we're just having unnecessary stress here. Or, hey, I want to try it, but I won't be mad at you if it doesn't sell. Okay.
So, like, what's your favorite moment as a realtor?
Oh, gosh, it changes all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I love it. Honestly, I think now I'm loving it. You know, when they reach out to me years later.
Oh,
and it's like sending me a picture of, like, hey, remember how we talked about doing this in the kitchen? We did it.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, one of my clients, she found a book for my daughter and brought it by my house.
Like,
we make people our
the
family.
The relationships. Yeah.
Call us. We love you guys. Like, I promise we won't disappoint you. 850-378-1260.
All right. Thank you so much, Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. And definitely, what's the website again? Best Realtors?
Just Google Christina Leavenworth.
Oh, there you go.
Find me on Facebook or Instagram, and we'll be connected for life.
There you go. All right. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.